What I'm really looking forward to do is run my 40. I've been working on it, not for long, but I've been working on it. And just my L cone. So I'm just patiently waiting for Monday to come, going through the process, enjoying everything that they're throwing at me.
The game wasn't exciting as it was when I first got to Mizzou. I was a little trying to prove myself all the time. I started coming into my own as the years rolled on, and I lost a lot of weight. That's why I stayed consistent this season compared to last season. I was 315 last season.
My strength is going to carry me a long way. I think that, and me being versatile at a such of a massive size, I feel like I can play the three technique, and they're going to have to respect me no matter where I line up at.
I feel more versatile now. Condition is way better than what it used to be. I can play a lot more. I can run a lot more, and I can hustle. So that was the main thing I was trying to do, just find a weight that I was comfortable at and keep going at that. So who knows? I might be between 300 and, 5 or 300.
Really doesn't matter. 3-4, I can play the edge or in the nose. I'm good going lateral. I could definitely get some pressure or some push. So anywhere is a good fit for me.
I mean, I'm learning at the same time. A lot of that question came at me with this past year, me playing at the defensive end. I never played that position in my life, so I was still learning as trying to get the job done. But, I mean, it can be done, and just give me opportunity.
At Purdue, we did a little bit. I played both. So, I mean, the whole couple games I played in a little bit. So I kind of got a feeling, but, I mean, there's always more room for improvement just to go out there and, be in a lot of open space and try to create more havoc. So I was played D-tackle most of the years at Purdue, but I also moved around. So I think defensive end, I like it, but, I'd rather play in the middle.
I like to say hello to Nada and a little bit of Vince Wilfork, how he played around. I feel like we have some similarities there, but them two mainly, because I like watching those two guys.
Motivated me a lot. Motivated me a lot. Jumping into the SEC brought a whole lot of offensive competition that I was ready for, and I wanted to prove that I was ready for it, and I floored. So I liked it, loved it.
The big difference, besides the fact that Jeff Dillman came in and was our strength coach, is that our team came more together. We trusted each other as a unit, and it wasn't no personal interest in it. It wasn't, all right, let me get my stats or let me do what I got to do to get out of here type of thing. It was, what am I going to do for my teammate, and what am I going to do for the guy next to me that's going to give everything he got? Can I do the same thing, and he trusts me that I'm going to do my job, and the linebackers trust me that I'm going to be in my gap while they're in their gap? So it was more of a team thing than it was a personal thing this year.
I mean, I don't see myself wearing down, because a lot of times in the season, you will see in certain games, like big games, man, we had to go in the fourth quarter. So, and I felt like I made plays in the fourth quarter. Florida game, we went down to the T. South Carolina, even though we was getting beat, I felt like I was giving everything I had the fourth quarter. So, I mean, I don't see my size wearing me down in the fourth quarter.
You give me the last apple and everybody else wants it, I'm not giving it up type of thing. So they put me in a position where I feel as though I'm at, honestly, they feel as though I'm at the top. So I'm not trying to lose that right now. If they talk about me, let's keep them talking about me.
I see myself as a top pick, not a top 10 pick. I mean, I don't come in this draft to be second to anyone. So if they see what they like, they'll draft me. And I'm going to be myself at all times, and you're going to get a hell of a ball player.